بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة قلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل، فريضة من الله، والله عليم حكيم. وقال تعالى أيضا: أموالكم التي جعل الله لكم قياما، إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama, respected kuffar, elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we commence with the praises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah, who is mine and your soul, sustainer, cherisher and nourisher. May Allah's choicest salutations and durood continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our guide, Nabi Pak Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and brothers, money, wealth. Perhaps these days, money is hardly of a secondary importance for those who don't have it. And even for many who do have it. The question is, what does Islam say about it? What does Islam say about it? We need to understand that Islam recognizes the value of wealth. Islam recognizes the value of wealth, and so beautifully Allah describes a person's wealth in the Quran. Allah says, أَمْوَالُكُمْ أَلَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا. Allah says, your wealth, your property, which Allah has made as a means of support for you. So Islam recognizes the value of wealth. Islam terms it as a means of support. But together with that, it also warns of its dual nature. It could be a blessing or it could be a curse. It is a blessing if it is used to do good. In fact, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared that person to be an enviable person. Somebody to look up to, somebody to envy, somebody you would wish that one day I would become like this person. An enviable person. Who is that person? That person whom Allah has blessed with a lot of wealth. Allah has given the person a lot of wealth and he spends it day and night in the cause of righteousness. That person is an enviable person. Nevertheless, respected elders and friends, otherwise the same wealth can become a curse. And no one who reads the Quran Kareem and who comes across the following ayah in the Quran can think of it as otherwise. Because Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِطَّةِ. Those who hoard wealth, those who hoard gold and silver, وَلَا يُنْفِكُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They do not spend it in the path of Allah. They do not spend it in the cause of righteousness. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Allah says, give them the glad tidings of a very severe chastisement, of a very severe punishment. What is this punishment? Allah goes on to describe it. يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمٍ. Allah says that this wealth of theirs, this gold and silver that they hoarded, Allah says it will be branded in the fire of hell. It will be branded. Then further Allah says, فَتُقْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ. Allah says, once this wealth will be branded, it will be then placed on their backs, on their fronts, and on their chest, and in a very sarcastic, in a very, in a very taunting manner, the angels will say, هَذَا مَا كَنَسْتُمْ هذا ما كنستم لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون. This is the wealth that you cherished in this world. This is the wealth that you hoarded in this world. Now taste of your wealth. So any person who recites this ayah and reads this in the Quran al-Kareem and would come to the conclusion that if the same wealth, if not used in the course of righteousness, can become a curse. Now a beautiful, these two characters, that is blessing and curse, with regard to wealth, has been brought together in a beautiful juxtaposition in a hadith. Listen to this beautiful words and the simile that my Nabi has given with regard to a person who spends his wealth and a person who hoards his wealth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned the case of a miser and the case of a generous person is similar to that of two people that are clad in armor from their breast to their collarbone. Okay? Every time a generous person gives in the path of Allah, every time a generous person gives charity, his armor expands till it covers his fingertips and his toes. Allahu Akbar. Every time the miser intends to spend something, his armor contracts. His armor squeezes him, it contracts him, and every ring of that armor is sinking into his flesh. A'udhu billah. He tries to loosen it, but he cannot loosen it. Such a beautiful example that that person who spends in the path of Allah, a generous person, Allah increases his armor. His armor expands. That miser who hoards his wealth, it contracts him. Now here it should be remembered that a generous person here is referred to a generous person who is spending his money in avenues that are pleasing to Allah. Because a lot of people are generous and lavish in other areas as well. They are very generous when it comes to spending their money in haram activities as well. So this hadith does not refer to them. A generous person here, reference is made to that person who is generous in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now respected elders and friends, such love of money is a disease of the heart. When a person reaches this point, when he loves money so much that he is unable to spend in the path of Allah, then it is a disease of the heart. And the first purpose of charity is to work as an antidote to that. The first purpose of charity to spend in the cause of Allah is to work as an antidote to them. That is why the Quran al-Kareem in addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. Take of their wealth or take of their wealth alms to purify and to sanctify them. So charity is used as an antidote. Charity is used as a means of sanctifying your money. It is used as a means of purifying. Hence the name zakat, purification. That is from where the name zakat comes in, purification. And it is a form of obligation. In fact, ulama have mentioned that zakat remains obligatory even if there are no needy persons in a community. Why? Because the one aim is to feed the poor, but the other is to sanctify and purify the heart and the wealth from the miserliness and the love of wealth. Nevertheless, respected elders and friends, of course, the system of zakat is used to help the poor and the needy, and it is a highly desirable characteristic of a believer that in addition to prayers and other acts of worship, they are always conscious of this duty. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ. The Quran says, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ. And in their wealth, there is a share for the beggar and the deprived. They do it for no other motive but to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do it for no other motive but to please Allah. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. They feed for the love of Allah. They feed the poor for the love of Allah. They feed the orphan. They feed the captive. Then look what Allah says of the qualities of this person. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. They say, you know, we are doing this only for the pleasure of Allah. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءُ وَلَا شُكُورًا. We don't want no reward. We do not desire any reward from you, not even a thanks from you. Because our thanks, our reward is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, respected elders and friends, if we study history, we will realize that charity has always been a desirable institute in any society. In any society, not only in Islam, in every society, charity has always been a desirable institute. It remains, this is the irony, it remains even so in the capitalistic society. Even in a capitalistic society, charity still remains a desirable institute. But without a strong belief in Allah, and without a strong belief in the year after, a charitable cause or a charitable act can only be motivated by a desire for fame or some other worldly cause or some other worldly reward. That is why we mentioned in the initial stages that لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا. One of the underlying principles of the acceptance of charity is that we do it seeking only reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders and friends, to understand this reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to understand the orientation that Islam provides, and perhaps this remains one of the most distinguishing feature of Islam, whereby, you know, when they say when the right gives, the left does not even know. Perhaps this is one of the most salient features of Islam, because it so happened that one day a goat was slaughtered in the Prophet's household and the meat was distributed. Respected elders and friends, a goat was slaughtered and the meat was distributed. Later on, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Aisha radiallahu anha that what was saved from the goat? What was saved from the goat? She mentioned nothing but a shank. Nothing but a piece of leg or a piece of the meat was saved. Look at the reply he gave. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, everything but a shank. Everything but a shank, said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning that whatever was given, the reward is in the year after already. But unfortunately, this piece, the reward you will not get for it. So you see, respected elders and friends, that is why charity was truly saved for the year after. There are other distinct features of Islam with regard to zakat. The Quran mentions where it can be used. The Quran mentions where it can be used. Different categories have been mentioned in the Quran Kareem. إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ. For the poor, for the needy, for those whose hearts are to be reconciled, for the freeing of slaves, for those in debt, for those who are fighting in the cause of Allah, for the wayfarer, the traveler, etc. Now these are very precise and specific categories which no man can change according to his whims and according to his desires. Now we can understand, respected elders and friends, wallah, in every aspect of our deen, Islam has closed the door of abuse and corruption. That is one thing that no society can ever point a finger to our beautiful Deenul Islam, that you have abused a system or you have corrupted a system. An interesting fact that I came across last night, just to make you understand the immense wisdom in the arrangement that Allah has placed with regard to zakat. You see, under the system that was adopted by the Christian church, they used to have a system that is called the tithe system, T-I-T-H-E. Now under this system, what used to happen was, the layman, or the laborer, or the working class, they were forced to pay a tenth of their income to support the clergy, to maintain churches, and to assist the poor. And mostly in this order. It was the money that used to come in was used mostly in this order to support the clergy, number one. Number two, to maintain the churches and to assist the poor. This system, history has recorded, led to widespread corruption and abuse. Corruption and abuse that was never seen in the scale of the Christian or Christianity itself. It was for this reason that the system of defect was abolished in France during the revolution and in other countries after that. England finally abolished the system in the year 1936. It was never accepted in the United States. Zakat, on the other hand. Zakat, on the other hand, can never be used to maintain the masjid. Zakat, on the other hand, can never be used to pay the scholar. Neither can it be used to support the normal functioning of the government. Allahu Akbar. Friends, how much we have to be proud of our deen, wallah. Why should we be shy away? Even in economy, Islam has given us a solution. Only if we are prepared to give it a chance. Even in our economy, Islam has given that it cannot be even used for the normal functioning of the government. Today, what is the biggest crime in the world against governments? You know what it is. You know what it is. You read the newspapers, you open the front page. What is the biggest crime? The misuse and the abuse of public funds. That is the biggest crime against government. Islam has closed the door of abuse and corruption. Nevertheless, we're moving on. No one can change the rate of zakat. No one can change its rate. No one can change its sources. No one can change its application, which are all determined by the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these distinguish zakat as an act of worship rather than a tax, and have been responsible for keeping the system mostly free of corruption. Our respected elders and friends, being the month of Ramadan, and in a month generally when many of us do discharge our zakah, and rightly so, we should try to work out our lunar year, because zakat is generally calculated over the lunar months. Try to calculate it in such a way where you have the opportunity to discharge your zakat in this month. I'll tell you why. Simply because on an ordinary day, the system of Allah is that you give Allah one, Allah gives you back 10. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. That person who comes with one good deed to Allah, Allah says, I give him back 10. But in the month of Ramadan, it's limitless. It's infinite. Some ulama have mentioned that it starts at about 700. You give Allah one, Allah gives you back 700. That is the starting point. But that is the starting point. Ulama mentioned thereafter Allah in His wisdom knows how far it goes. So that is why generally people tend to give more charity in this month, and rightly so. Now, in this brief time, I don't have much time, throat is dry. Just try to keep the ears open and the eyes closed. You can keep the eyes closed, it's not a problem, but just keep the ears open, right? These are some important guidelines I'm going to tell you about. So what happens, class? Allahu Akbar. Where was I? Got me. Maaf about that. Okay. Certain guidelines is that when we are discharging our zakah, the most potent thing to do is to go out yourself and to look for somebody who is accountable. That is the most potent thing to do. That is the best thing to do. There are many benefits. Ulama have written about this. They have mentioned that it's an eye-opener. It makes you realize the amount of favors that Allah has bestowed upon you. When you go out and you seek people who are not so financially secure as yourself, people who do not have so much of ni'mats that Allah has favored, you go out and you look for these families. And you know, the advice that start looking within your own family. That is the best thing to do. Because then there is a twofold reward. One is the reward for discharging the wealth. The other is the reward of silatul rahim, whereby you are bonding family relationship. That is the best thing to do. If you do not have the time, if you do not have the skill, or you do not have the know-how, then of course we have many organizations that collect zakat in our country, alhamdulillah. Here also, I'm just going to give you certain guidelines. These are my personal guidelines. The end result is up to you to decide. Just be careful which organization you choose. The onus is on you to make the investigation. The onus is on you to take out the time and to take out the resource and to find out. Remember, at the end of the day, that money is yours. That zakat you are giving is a great obligation in the path of Islam. Now, how unfortunate it would be that you have taken out so much of money and perhaps it does not reach the destination that it was intended for. So please, respected elders and friends, repeatedly we are warned and we are told about bogus organizations, we are told about bogus collectors, we are told about, you know, the stories you hear are mind-boggling. Well, of how people use different receipt books and how they use this and how they use that system in order, because they know the month of Ramadan, the hearts are soft. They know people generally are generous in the month of Ramadan. People generally ask me for advice, Mawlana, how do we know that a certain organization we should give? I say, look at the transparency of that organization. Simple. Look at the transparency of that organization. If that organization 24/7 is able to put its books down and say, you know what, this is where your money is spent, alhamdulillah, that has made your heart happy. But if that organization is jiga-jiga, it has never called an AGM, it has never put up financial statements on any board, then you should be a bit careful. Then you should think to yourself, you know what, is my zakat going to the right sources? Then, respected elders and friends, if you want to give somebody on an individual basis, how do I ascertain whether this person is zakatable? Ulama have mentioned three ways. One is you look at the person's outer appearance. You can see, okay, no, this person is needy. You look at his outer appearance. The other is, if the outer appearance does not give off much, you can ask people who are perhaps close to him, people who know this person, listen, you know this brother, is he financially in difficulty, etc. And the third, and perhaps the best way is, you know, you go to the person, you ask for a disclosure. You ask for a disclosure, ask the person, are you in financial difficulty? You don't have to tell the person you're giving zakah, but I want to assist you financially, so you ask for a disclosure. Respected elders and friends, there are many other guidelines that I wish to relate to you, but because of time constraints, inshallah, during the course of the next 2 weeks, inshallah, we'll try to do that and try to enlighten you more on the benefits of zakah. You know, ulama have mentioned that it purifies your wealth. They speak of, it keeps away the love of wealth. They speak of it protects your wealth from calamities. It protects your wealth from unseen ways, unseen calamities that can, it protects your wealth from people coming and taking and usurping your wealth away. Many, many benefits have been mentioned about zakah. All I'm asking, all I'm telling you is, this month is a month in which many discharge your zakah. Allah will reward you immensely for it. Just be careful who you're giving your zakah to. Also, the most potent way of determining if you are on the right track, if you are in doubt, seek advice from an alim who you have confidence in, an alim who you relate to, a person who is learned. There are many categories of zakat. There are many zakatable assets. There are many non-zakatable assets. All these masail, if you are not sure of, ask the ulama, ask those who are in the know-how, and in this way, inshallah, you will be fulfilling a very, very important facet of deen. And respected elders and friends, wallah, zakat and the charitable system that Islam has is perhaps one of the most potent ways of addressing the economic problems in the world today. Country upon country is going into liquidation. Country upon country's debt that's going beyond the ceiling. Friends, the charitable organization and the charitable system that Islam has is one of the most potent ways of addressing the economic problems of the Ummah. Where 2.5% of the savings of the rich people throughout the Ummah going to the poor people every year, the basic need of every individual could be satisfied. The basic need of, if every person has to discharge his zakah, upon whom zakah is wajib, wallah, I have the full conviction in my heart that the basic need of every person would be satisfied. And you know what also, friends? In fact, it could probably put the IMF, put the World Bank, and put the other Shylocks who have been enriching themselves at the expense of the poor out of business in the Muslim countries. If we play our part, if we have such a valued economic system, respected Allahs and friends, wallah, we can put all these guys out of business. They are usurping the wealth of the poor in the poor countries. May Allah give us direction in this way. May Allah unite the Ummah in such a way, respected elders and friends. Make us dua in this month of Ramadan, that Allah unify the hearts of the Ummah. Allah unite the Ummah. Allah elevate the problems of the Ummah that they are currently facing. And may we become a light and a beacon for others to follow. Wallah, friends, wherever you go, people are looking for direction. And we are the ones responsible to give them that direction. Allah has placed that onus upon our shoulders. And we have the mechanisms and we have the systems in place whereby we can afford them that system. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to practice. One, two important announcements. One is alhamdulillah, our Jum'ah collection will inshallah be for the maintenance of our masjid. It is so pleasing to see that alhamdulillah our community is growing. We see that during the month of Ramadan, where alhamdulillah our masjid is filled to capacity. This is over and above the many other venues where the Taraweeh Salah is being read, alhamdulillah. We say thumma alhamdulillah, that is also from the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers, we are looking to expand inshallah. Our madrasa is seeming, it's looking for space also. We humbly request of you to contribute towards the maintenance of the masjid and the madrasa as well inshallah. Like I told you, in this month Allah's rewards knows no limits. So inshallah the Jummah collection will be going towards that also. And at the moment, perhaps we might have heard about the unfortunate famine that has taken place in Somalia, where our brothers and sisters are undergoing extreme hardship and difficulty, and an initiative that has been undertaken by the gift of the givers, whereby they're collecting canned food and they will be distributing it in the various areas. So we have also undertaken that initiative, whereby we will deliver this canned food by the 15th of August inshallah. This canned food, inform our mothers and sisters at home inshallah, will be collected at the library or at 22 Litaba Road inshallah. So let us open our hearts to that cause as well inshallah. علينا إلا البلاغ